Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy, and this is our show for December 14th, 2013. This is my last show before Christmas, so I'm going to basically have a Christmas show here today. When I say that, I'm going to be talking about the co-creation of Christmas or Christ Mass conscience. Some people would refer to that as the second coming of Christ in the collective conscience of humanity. I know that's a stretch in a sense, but we're talking about today the tragedy and the triumph of the second coming in the continuum. Now, this show is Cosmic Love. I'm the host of Cosmic Love, so we're going to talk about the continuum, the infinite and the eternal, here and now. As some of you are interested in this cosmic dimension of the infinite and the eternal, here and now, moment to moment, life to life, and the continuum, the future has already happened. Just as the past has already happened. So strap yourself in. I'd like to think that we're going to basically go to another level tonight. By God's grace, that'll be the case. Tonight I'm channeling my higher self. Hello, self. Are you there? I'm going to interview you tonight. No, I'm just playing with you. I thought I'd have a little fun tonight, a little bit of the Christmas cheer, a little Christmas fun. Talk about some serious stuff and keep it light. You know, we're coming into the darkest time of the year. Winter solstice is next week, a week from today. And that's worldwide known in many cultures as the Festival of Lights, you know, bringing light to dark places. So, by God's grace, there'll be a little levity and Christmas cheer and bringing light to dark places tonight. I'm going to try and keep it light. I'm going to go into some serious stuff and try and keep it light. And basically, this concept of enlightenment, to me, is more light, easier, and faster. So the law of light, the light of consciousness, universal law of language, those who have listened to my show before know that I discuss this on a regular basis. And So I thought I'd go into a little overview, insight, and outlook for understanding the overview of what Christmas, in terms of Christ Mass conscience, you take the word Christmas, Christ Mass. Christ Mass, is most people would think of a Christmas service, Christ Mass service. But the Christ Mass in terms of the collective consciousness and the idea of co-creating with one's higher self, one's higher Christ self, the concept of co-creating Christ Mass conscience isn't that much of a stretch. So I'm going to be playing with these concepts, a little review of this last week, what's been going on. I've had three articles within the last week to 10 days regarding this comet Esan that's been coming around the sun. And I'm going to go into that a little bit. And playing with words again, this comet called Esan, the concept of this comet and what it is and what happened to it. Some people, you know, the official reports are that it disintegrated after passing near the sun, this comet Esan. But it's not following comet rules. And there's a general worldwide media blackout on this comet Esan. But there are videos and the links that I have on my HeartCom network homepage, those You can go to HeartCom Network. Those who may be tuning in new to the show, you can just put in your Google Google search engine, HeartCom Network. It comes right up at the top. And you'll see that I've got two or three links regarding this comet. The last one after before this article for today that I'm going to be discussing, the talking points today will be from this from the article, the Christmas 2:13 article on co-creating Christ mass conscience. There'll be talking points I'll be going into. But the former article was referring to this comet ISON on the HeartCom network, and that's it's headlined with Christmas or Christ mass star this Christmas? Question mark. In other words, are we going to see a big star in the heavens, unlike anything we've seen for what, a few thousand years? The word was by NASA and the mainstream press that this was going to be the comet of the century or the comet of the millennium. It's going to be this phenomenal comet. Then it spun around the sun, and now there's a stream of stardust. It looks like it disintegrated, but it's got, there's also videos in this last article in the HeartCom Network, the one I'm referring to now. It has videos. There's two videos, actually. Actually, there's three videos that goes into this comet. And the first one in particular has images that shows that it has a comet nucleus. It shows its trajectory is towards the Earth. So some people find this really interesting, that there's this comet that's not following comet rules. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons they're blacking it out, they don't know what it's going to do. But they do know, and this was the third video on this article I'm referring to, the third video you can watch, actually shows what happened when Comet ISON went past Mars. Here about back on, I believe it was October 7th and 8th. And you can watch that video, the third video down. And it's the headline on the video caption before you click on it to watch it says, a cover-up, Comet ISON may be as big as a, and then the video goes in to say a dwarf star. Some people are saying it's huge. But in that video, it has pictures of what happened when Comet ISON went past Mars. And again, this is being blacked out in the mainstream media. Because when it went past Mars, it lit it up like a Christmas tree. There was some major plasma discharge between this comet and the surface of Mars. And we're talking about like giant lightning bolts, energy discharges that lit the planet up, the ionosphere, the atmosphere of the planet up, like the head of a comet. I mean, they actually reference to it, you know, Mars went comet. It just lit up like the head of a comet. And the government shutdown was about the same time. NASA had all their telescopes shut down that were doing live feeds of Mars and live feeds of what was going on with Comet ISON. So it was blacked out. And some people say that the reason of the government shutdown is because they've been tracking ISON and Planet X, which is supposedly in our solar system now, for, well, since 1983. And I go into that. I reference that, you know, the history of that, of Planet X and how it is a mini solar system that centered our solar system. It's been orbiting in since 83. And some interesting information about that and how ISON and several other comets are in the entourage of this Planet X. Now, this is unbelievable for a lot of people, and I realize that. The general consensus is, well, if you know this was true, well, they'd want to tell the public. Well, not necessarily. The fact that there's a cover-up of what happened when it went past Mars, we're talking about Comet ISON, and pretty much a blackout on the subject, no mainstream media news on Comet ISON, although there's pictures of it on the videos that I've included in the article. So I started playing around with the concept of this could be a big Christmas star. this comet Isan. And this is actually what NASA was saying. Now they're saying it's disintegrated, but that's not true either, because there's this, at least it's got a comet nucleus, and there's this huge cloud of matter, charged, highly charged matter, because Isan passed, as it slingshotted around the sun after it passed Mars, it went very close to the sun. Some people say it actually passed through the sun. I don't know how that's possible, but you cannot see with the SOHO satellite images on deep space that look towards the sun. They black out. They have to black out that center sun because it's too bright and it's just too much light. So they have to show before and after anything slingshots around the sun. And those are the images that are provided on the a couple of those videos that I've provided on that website. You can see for yourself. Now, to me, this really intrigues me. There's something really going on here. There's at least there's this huge cloud trail of matter, highly charged matter with a comet nucleus that is orbiting in towards Earth. Now, whether we're going to see that in the sky, you know, right before Christmas or, you know, about the time of Christmas, who's to say? I haven't seen any updates on this recently. I mean, it's like the Christmas spirit. I'd like to think that this highly charged mass of what was formerly Comet Isan, what you know, that's supposed to swing past the Earth, and according to the trajectory, people are saying that we'll be in the tail of Isan, of this huge body of highly charged matter, shortly after, during, or shortly after Christmas, first of the year. Now, if it's highly charged up, is it possible that it will do to the Earth what it did to Mars and light us up like a Christmas tree? You know, I mean, will there be a plasma discharges? Is there enough body to what's left of Isan? Is there enough to do a kind, or is has it been, so to speak, disintegrated to where there's a cloud of highly charged particles of, you know, a highly, you know, maybe just a small comet nucleus, but a body of highly charged matter, very fine matter, that creates a field, an energy field, that is going to, so to speak, bless the Earth with, use your imagination. What's the possibilities here? Will it be some kind of photonic light discharge to somehow elevate the grid, the energy grids of Earth, the morphic grids of Earth, and the morphic grids of consciousness that are tied in with the morphic grids of the Earth? You know, the Schumann resonance of the planet is actually corresponds to the alpha waves of the brain. And if the whole planet gets charged with photonic light of a very high frequency, I mean, I'd like to think it's the frequency of the great central sun of our solar system, you know, our sun, which resonates with the great central sun of our galaxy and the hundreds of billions of stars that are in the galactic plane of our galaxy, which Earth is supposedly crossing up and across in the 25,920-year precession of the equinoxes. Supposedly, we're in alignment with that galactic plane now, and there's this surge in the source field, the field of hundreds of billions of star systems in alignment with the great central sun. So is our sun resonating with, because it's in alignment now with the galactic plane? You know, it orbits up and across the galactic plane, you know, like a sine wave, as it orbits around our Milky Way galaxy, but it crosses it every 14,000 years in the sine wave curve, because it's not a circular orbit. It's actually moving around, so it's more like a sine wave curve as it moves around the galactic plane. I don't know if you can visualize this. I do have videos on some of my web links that that go into and graphically show this. So if this Isan, which I like to think of like I, sun, like I, the sun of God, I, the Son of Man, you know, the higher Christ light of the great central sun of our galaxy and all the star systems, you know, was there some kind of cosmic resonance and charging of Isan as it slingshotted near the sun? What's going on there? This fascinates me. I think it's very intriguing. You think that this cosmogenesis is in process. Earth's evolutions have reached this point where, you know, we either basically get our act together, or we could destroy ourselves with the genetic engineering, GMOs that are making crap out of our DNA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I could go on and on about, you know, how serious things are in that regard. I'd like to think that there's going to be a reboot of sorts. I'd like to think it's a gentle reboot. You know, I'd like to think that there's going to be some kind of big shift, mass enlightenment. You know, wouldn't that be nice? With a giant Christmas star and the blessing of the collective consciousness of humanity with an upgrade of the frequency of the planet and consciousness. So basically, you know, we get our act together. Now, wouldn't that be nice? So I'm putting this out here in a positive sense. Let's say I'm holding the immaculate concept that I, the Son, Isan, is going to provide an extraordinary light show here around Christmas. And I would like to think that it is the worst-case scenarios of plasma discharge or too much energy, which could blow out the electrical grids of the planet, that it will be less than that. It will be mitigated. It's all in divine order. Who knows what the karmic recompense is for what humanity has done to the oceans and to the earth and to life forms on earth. So, I don't know. Was it going to be a cosmic reboot in a gentle way, the more serious way? Who knows? Oh, I mean, we'll see. So I thought I'd kind of make this, I think it's a kind of story. No one else is covering it. I'm the host of Cosmic Love. I couldn't think of anything better to do. All this cosmic stuff's going on right now. It's very interesting. could be an amazing time. I would really like to think there's going to be some kind of surge in the source field as far as the quantum field with a thinning of the veil and mass awakening. Now, when I say that, light brings up all in like itself. So when people, you know, on the way up, you might say to higher consciousness, there is like a new awareness of dark side stuff that goes on. It's just like when you walk into a dimly lit room, you can look around in a dimly lit room, and it may look like everything is just really clean. But you flip on the light, and you see layers of dust and dirt, and you know that you didn't see when before the light was flipped on. So it's kind of like in the collective consciousness of humanity that there's a mass awakening and a general enlightenment, and you might say a Christ mass. Christ mass consciousness, Christic, Christ-like mass consciousness, you know, uprising. If there's something like that happens, then you might say the old paradigm paralysis, stinking thinking of deeply entrenched status quo institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created, is going to be self-evident, and things are going to change. So, it's better to change that way, I would think, through higher conscience, compelling lower conscience to come up higher, than to have a complete reboot of the Earth grids of, you know, the grids of Earth with massive plasma discharge, you know, the Harrington effect that happened back in the 1800s when the telegraph systems throughout the United States got short-circuited with a massive CME corona mass ejected from the sun, and it blew out the telegraph grids. People, telegraph operators got burnt, electrocuted, and if something like that happened today with the CME like that, or a plasma discharge, or some kind of, you know, electromagnetic pulse from the from Isan, the comet Isan, or the sun with Isan being a conduit of energy for the sun. I mean, it could turn us back to the 1800s, where all the computer chips are blown, at least the ones above ground, unless you got a Faraday cage around them. And with that, you know, cars don't move, and electric, there's no electricity. And so this is interesting times we live in. I'd like to think that there's going to be, because of the pure intent of enough good people on the planet, that there's going to be a mitigation of worst-case scenarios. I mean, there already has been. According to Edgar Cayce prophecies and other prophecies, you know, for around 2000, there hasn't been Earth changes or pole shift as predicted. So I like to think that by God's grace, or by the grace of I, the Sun, Ison, that there will be an interesting light show, and maybe a little more than that. And metaphorically, I like to think of Ison as being the harbinger of more light, easier and faster. And I've used these stories to kind of wake people up to, hey, something big in the cosmos is going on right now. This was really big what happened when Ison went past Mars and lit Mars up, and it's been blacked out. So something big is going on here. And I'd like to think that there is going to be at least with people paying attention to this and getting serious about, you know, the spiritual connection of each one's consciousness to, you might say, the conscience of the Creator, the consciousness of cosmos, the consciousness of the quantum field, then what's going on with the dynamic of how we're all connected on Earth as never before in history with the Internet. And there's this instant everywhere interactive connection with the Internet has created a sense of there is no time or space anymore. This thing of cosmic reality, cosmic truth of, quantum reality, it's sometimes referred to, really corresponds to the language of higher consciousness, what's going on in the holodeck between the ears, you know, you might say the holographic field between the ears, and how that's a function of the energy field of the heart. Heart coherence is now being recognized as the standard that's for this golden ratio algorithm. A spiral of energy, you might say, that is the harmonic heartbeat, you might say, of universe, from the atomic to the galactic. The frequency of holy compassion, heart coherence, the energies of love, divine love, the holy compassion. As I said, scientifically, they know that this is the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, and that when the heart is in coherence, people have greater discernment between their ears. In other words, the energy, the frequencies of heart coherence sets the matrix, you might say, for discernment within the two hemispheres of the brain. And this is current science. I provided links on this. I have an article on quantum computing that has a lot of the research with Dan Winter regarding heart coherence. He pioneered the science of heart coherence. And he's really gone on with really advanced applications. For example, for the iPhone, that you can get an application. I think it's for $18. I have a website that goes into that and has a little video that explains what it does. That it'll actually show a person when they're on the phone whether they're in heart coherence or not. And they process it's biofeedback interface with the phone. It actually takes the frequency harmonics of the voice and how it's a function of heart coherence or not. And so you can see not only if you're in heart coherence yourself when you're talking to someone, but you can also see if the person you're talking to has this application on their phone, you can see if they're in heart coherence also. In other words, It's like this, raising the standard of communications with the heart, you might say. Heart coherence is a standard. Whether you're both in your heart or not, I mean, that would say a lot about, you know, whether you're being congruent at the highest cosmic level that really is cosmic love. So I'm fascinated with that technology and where that's going, what that, the implications of that for global resonance, heart resonance, heart coherence, and what that will do for, you might say, the second coming of Christ Mass, Christmas Christ Mass consciousness globally in our social networks, and how this, how we can create social conscience in our social networks with heartware and, you know, heart coherence interfaces on our smartphones, our tablets, laptops, desktop computers, so we can actually have in our social networks, which have become ubiquitous, global social networks now, whether you're talking about Facebook or so many social networks where people can interact, it'll make possible real-time, mass-to-mass interaction. And what that means and what that looks like, if there's standards for heart coherence and mind congruence in terms of the processes of consciousness within the holodeck, you know, we're talking about the holodeck between your ears, but also the holodeck that represents collective consciousness with 100 or 1,000 or a million people interacting at the same time through like a video they're watching, we'll actually be able to show how they're all coming together in a little holographic 3D cube there in the lower right hand corner of your computer screen. You could see a field of interaction as people respond to a video program they're watching, 100 or 1,000 people responding at the same time. If you can standardize their response with three numbers in sequence, which could be like the old alphanumeric keyboard on your computer or on your laptop or tablet or even your smartphone, where people could interact with three numbers in sequence, which corresponds to the holodeck between your ears, the brain holodeck, from upper brain to lower brain, first dimension on a 1 to 10 scale, left brain to right brain, second number on a 1 to 10 scale, and forebrain to rear brain, like foresight and hindsight, you know, the overview, third dimension, you know, in that scale. So some of you have heard me explain this before. I have websites that go into this in great detail, and it gives you a little snapshot of how this little holographic holodeck, you know, the representation of what's going on individually can also reference what's going on collectively with little dot patterns, because, you know, three numbers, XYZ coordinate axis, three numbers create a dot in a cube. So people entering three numbers, again, corresponding to vertical dimension, horizontal dimension, depth dimension of the brain field holodeck, you might say, creates a dot in a cube, and you could have dot patterns evolving so that any time of a video, watching a video, you could respond with these three numbers in sequence, and it will create a field of dots. And this field of dots would show at any one time how, you know, say there's a million people responding during a video, which could be, it could be a real-time event, a live event, or it could be a replay, you know, explanation of a subject that people in their social networks could process collectively with their consciousness. And you'd be able to see then how, you know, your response, like a blinking dot from your response, related to a field of dots in the holodeck. So the concept of collective consciousness, collective Christ mass consciousness, higher self, Christ mass self, so, you know, it's as you become conscious of how you are conscious in terms of the dimensions of the language of light, like the brightness scale, like the light of the infinite internal, hits the prism of human consciousness and refracts and all the colors of the rainbow. So you've got a brightness scale from the upper brain to the lower brain, or the reptilian brain. And it, you might say it, you know, the light of the infinite and the eternal here, and you know, hits the brain holodeck in the, you know, in the here and now, and it refracts into the full spectrum from left brain to right brain, the fiery red emotional energies in the, you know, from the one hemisphere of the brain to the blue, you know, like wishy-washy. You know, the analogy here is like, you might say, Spock and Scotty, and with Captain in the middle of a color of full spectrum. And all of us, you know, tend not to be 100% enlightened, you know, all the time. We tend to be on one band or several bands of the full spectrum, you know, and full spectrum conscience is just the opposite of spectral autism. But we all tend to be have somewhat of spectral autism in the sense that we're rarely have full spectrum conscience of an enlightened way all the time. But as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, understanding the light and the language of consciousness, guess what happens? We evolve higher conscience. Higher conscience is like higher Christ conscience, or higher, you know, Christ-like conscience, with heart coherence factored into it. Heart coherence, again, is the frequency of holy compassion, as you might say, it is the mother flame of universe. It is, you know, basically, it is the coherent glue that holds the universe together from the atomic to the galactic. And it is the key frequency for wholeness and healing. When you get into holistic healing, heart coherence is a very critical factor. And just like heart dissonance and jagged energies and jagged rhythms and stress, the jagged stresses create disease in the body, heart coherence harmonizes and heals. And it does the same thing in the collective consciousness. So a vision of wholeness and healing, excuse me, for the collective consciousness of humanity, that's in a metaphor for the second coming of Christ-like consciousness in the collective, and how this is now be possible with the installed and operational communications technology. It's becoming self-evident. I mean, there's approximately 3 billion global netizens, you know, online citizens, worldwide, who have either smartphones or tablets or laptops or desktop computers, and could, you know, the infrastructure is all there for a global village, an instant everywhere interactive global village. All that's lacking at this stage is an interactive interface, again, whereby 100, 1,000, or a million people could respond to the same program at the same time. In other words, people could create a video on their smartphone, publish it to the web, and you could have a whole social network be able to process that video, now responding during it, and then you'd be able to go back and see it, where the response was, the context and meaning at any one time, in terms of the collective consciousness and your own consciousness. And those who are adept at light language, the language of light of consciousness, the light as consciousness, this brightness scale, color spectrum, pattern recognition of the first two dimensions, giving depth of field, you might say, as far as meaning, value, and purpose, these three dimensions that creates a dot and a cube with this little cosmic cube in the lower corner of your screen, showing how the collective consciousness comes together. Well, then you could create a whole new video referencing the, you might say, the enlightened meaning, the language of light, consciousness, and the collective, as it becomes congruent You know, at any one moment, the context and meaning at any one moment, you could create a new video that could go, that could reference the collective consciousness, where it was polarized, where it was where it was congruent, where it was, you know, where the field, the dot fields were centered and connected, you might say, in all three dimensions, and how this references again the collective conscience with a capital C, and this, you know, bringing more light to dark places, bringing collective consciousness to issues that define and refine and combine social conscience in our social networks. So this idea of social conscience is really the concept of collective Christ mass conscience, higher conscience, higher self, real self, Christ-like, you know, again, as a function of heart coherence or not. In other words, this interactive interface could show two representations at any one time. What the field, the collective field of response to a video, for example, what it referenced at any one time in terms of whether in two views. One view is those who are responding who are heart coherent, and another view, those responding who were not heart coherent. So coherence is a standard. It is a universal standard. It's the glue that holds the universe together. So this ability to reference with biofeedback just the frequency of one's voice and how it resonates, you know, with the standard of this golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, and how it can be monitored in terms of individually and collectively. In other words, you could see with the blinking dot how you responded any one time when at a critical point of a program where an important point was being made. You could see where your consciousness was resonating in heart coherence with a field of dots that were coherent and a field of dots that were not. You could see patterns there. Of course, this pattern recognition, you know, being able to have congruent meaning, value, and purpose at any one point of a presentation in the collective consciousness, referencing both your personal holodeck and the collective holodeck, you might say, in the collective consciousness, the collective field of humanity, would say an awful lot in terms of you know, how we're come into unity with the heart, with love, you might say, or not. The concept of this that I've been evolving over the last 20 years, especially the last 6 years since I've been doing this show, Cosmic Love, And I've interviewed now a couple times Dan Winter on the show and his development. It was just the spring of this year, 2013, that he came out with this application after 30 years of research pioneering heart coherence and the technology and the capabilities of it. And the brilliance of this concept of how this would work for more light, more consciousness, easier and faster in our social networks. How would culture, social conscience, with a capital C, you might say, seeing with the heart or not, and coherence as a frequency of homeostasis and harmony for healing in the collective consciousness of humanity. Profound concept. It would work. I mean, obviously it would work. And I'd like to think that Earth is being given another opportunity. I'd like to think that, you know, the blessing, the mercy of the great law is that global humanity will have an opportunity to get our act together. Perhaps worth a, you know, to mitigate, to heal, you might say, the collective consciousness of humanity, and for a true golden age. This is my last article I had co-creating a golden age, which I provided links in the other two articles I've referred to that are on the HeartCom network. What will that look like, co-creating a golden age? How will that work? How can heart congruence and mental heart coherence and mental congruence with basically the first principles of cosmic law, universal law, quantum law, what's going on with the quantum field, which is, you know, from the atomic to the galactic, these energy fields, and how at the very core of these energy fields, there's geometric patterns. There's geometries that go on between the protons and the neutrons on an atomic level. There's, you know, there's geometry throughout cosmos, you know, the galactic systems with spiral nebulae and the spiral geometries and the spiraling of energy from an atomic level to a galactic level through basic laws of the universe that hold everything together. And the very first principle is coherence. And coherence, again, with basically this golden ratio, geometric, algorithmic patterning throughout universe, throughout the holographic universe. It's all connected. Again, on the quantum level, it's full of energy, and all this energy follows quantum laws, and basically there's these fields within fields, the right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy fields. There's the three types of fields from the neutron, the proton, and the electrons on the atomic level, but they're going on within the body, and the body as a whole is like a microcosm of the macrocosm, and it's like the laws of God are written in our inward parts. It's connected, you know, we're between the atomic and the galactic, and, you know, we're like the measure of the universe. We measure the universe. And how we measure it is a function of whether we're coherent and congruent or not. So as we become more conscious of how we're conscious in terms of heart coherence and mind congruence, these first geometric principles, you might say, of the order of the universe, we come to understand that, you know, there's basically source code for the holodeck whereby, you know, between our ears and source code for the holodeck collectively. And the source code are these geometric principles. Again, right dynamic, round magnetic, radiant, and they're geometric fields. All fields within fields, energy fields, follow these first three principles. You might say it's the threefold flame principles from the atomic, the galactic, that governs how the holodeck works. Again, you could say the personal holodeck between your ears and the universal holodeck. What goes on, you know, in cosmically, the order of the universe. Quantum field science has got into this. You know, one of the first laws of quantum biology, quantum physics, is just our awareness of any situation influences the outcome, just our awareness of it. You see that in biology, that with biofeedback, they discovered the same thing. Once you become conscious of that which was involuntary or unconscious in the body, not only do you will to control, you can't resist conscious control. So as we become conscious of how we are conscious, individually and collectively, basically, we become more self-controlled. We have better self-control. So we have better self-government. And it's not, you know, it makes sense. It shouldn't be a surprise. As we become conscious of how we are conscious with the language of light, the language of consciousness, basically, we self-govern. We self-correct. And when you know better, you can do better. So this concept of a process for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience is a self-correcting, self-perfecting process at the heart of conscious evolution, especially since the standard at the heart of it is heart congruence, or heart coherence, you know, the frequency of holy compassion. So this is my Christmas presentation. I thought I would move forward with the concept at this time of the year of the highest and best vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the evolutionary ascent of humanity, the conscious evolutionary ascent of humanity. And, you know, I hope those who are listening, you know, now or in the future, can have a sense of coherence and congruence with the message that, you know, humanity can get our act together. We can create a golden age that's so far beyond the present paradigm paralysis and stinking thinking that it's almost like it's just a quantum leap. I mean, it's like comparing the past to being asleep, like we hadn't woke up yet. And I'd like to think that just a vision alone of how heart coherence and mind congruence can involve and evolve consciousness. And I've got more than a dozen pages that go into different dimensions of this, you know, websites, that the vision of alone, the concept of it,
time,
will reach a collective consciousness where it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, want to do a wrap at this time. Wish you all a wonderful holiday Christmas season, and we'll see you again in a couple weeks. So happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, now, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or maybe every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.